Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show, wherein we discuss everything mixed martial arts. I'm your host, Johnny K. And today, we're joined by MMA fighter, heavyweight division, former UFC fighter. He's gotten championships in judo, 90 kilograms and 100 kilograms, too. He's Serbian. A big shout out to Katarina Stum for setting this appointment up. He's fighting Miran Fabjen at FNC 17. Please welcome to the show, Darko the Hammer Storshish. How are you, Darko?
Hello, brother. I'm doing good. Thank you for inviting me in your podcast.
No problem, bro. Tell me about Miran. Why did you give this guy the opportunity to fight you?
Yeah, Miran Fabjen, it's a crazy guy. You know, he did a lot of talking here on the Balkan. After every fight, he talking about everybody, and he wants to fight everybody. And in one show, in one podcast, he talking something about me. He won't fight me. He want to beat me, something like that. And I start conversation with him, and after some time, we arrange the fight. So it's crazy, you know. He has only, I think, 4 fights, something like that. But a lot of people here in Serbia, on the Balkan, everybody wants to see that fight. Everybody wants to see how I knock him out. And people don't love him here because he talk a lot of shit, you know, for about me and about everybody. So people want to see some guy who will shut him down. So I will do that on the 1st June in the Belgrade Arena.
Don't you find that it's a little bit weird that you've got so much experience and he doesn't have as much experience?
Yeah, he don't have such much experience, but he has a lot of fights in kickboxing. You know, he has, I don't know, 19, around 100 fights in kickboxing. So he has experience in kickboxing, but he fought in the smaller division, not heavyweight. He fighting now in MMA in light heavyweight, but he's a smaller guy. You know, he's smaller than me, and he fought like 77 kilos before, so he's not a real heavyweight.
A fighter that came on the show, Rad Opačić. I've seen you work with him countless times. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you go into kickboxing, seeing that you put in so many good rounds with him? I would have thought that you would do good in K1 rule set.
Rade Opačić, he's a great guy and very strong guy. We know each other a lot of time. We train each other for 10 years. And he's a very dangerous kickboxer, and he's doing good in one championship. So I hope he will fight for the belt in the next fight. I don't know. I am focused on the MMA, so I don't have now time to fight in kickboxing. But if something's happening in the future, and maybe we can do in the KSW some kickboxing fight in the KSW organization with small gloves or something like that. You know, you never know.
Run me through the Balkans right now. We've been seeing so much talent come out of Serbia. There's been some guys that have been coming out of Bosnia as well. There've been some good athletes in MMA in general. So let me just ask you, what have you seen since your career started through the development in the Balkans? What have you seen?
Balkan, I think in Balkan now it's number one place for MMA, and all organizations want to come on the Balkan, especially in the Belgrade Arena. Because
you mean for Europe?
Europe, yeah. People are I think for Balkan, you know, Balkan is like smaller part, all organizations want to come here in I don't know, Serbia, Croatia, because people now are crazy here for MMA, and we have now a lot of fans, much more than before. Before that was like on the smaller level, but now, you know, we will see now for FNC in Belgrade, because it's in the big arena, and I think we will full arena for this event. So if that happens, that will be a big thing for MMA, for all people here, and especially for other organizations, because like I say, they want to come in Serbia, and if now we make a good event here in Serbia in the arena, I think KSW is next organization to come here in Belgrade.
There's one topic that I don't see a lot of people talk about, Darko, and it's the pacing in the fight. So I see a lot of fighters, and they're at the end of the 25th minute of the fifth round, and they look fine. And then there's some fighters where they're gassed in the first round or the mm-hmm. second round. So I want to ask you, how do you manage your pacing going into fights? Are you trying to put yourself in a position where you can stay at like a middle energy output level, where it's not exceeding too much, not underperforming, but just staying medium, so you don't mm-hmm. overexert yourself? Or do you just try and fucking blast it and try and go as fast as possible?
You must have a lot of experience to do that. You must be experienced. You must have the experience in the fights, and when you come in the fight, you must calculate with your energy. So you must know what you need to do, and how will you do that. So you can go in the fight and go like 100% in the first minute, and then rest of the fight, you don't have a condition to finish the fight. So you must know how your body works and how much energy you have in the fight, and be experienced in the head, and calculate with energy. So that's experience.
Darko, what was the lowest weight that you got to, seeing that you're in the heavyweight division now?
Uh-huh.
When you were competing, what was the lowest weight you got to?
The lowest weight I was competing, it was in UFC, like light heavyweight, so 93 kilos that month.
What about walk-around weight?
In that time, I had 105 kilos, I think. When I was outside the preparation, and now I have also 108 kilos, something like that. Depends. So that's my weight, 108 kilos. Yep.
The fights that really put me onto your career was, I watched the Jamal Hill fight. That was one mm-hmm. that I figured out who you were. But before that, I was actually watching Yuri Prokash's whole career, and at one point it said that his toughest test up to that point in his career was you back in the day.
No, that was some organization in Czech Republic.
Okay, yeah.
In Brno.
I see, okay. So when he was fighting you in Czech Republic, what do you remember from that fight?
I was very young in that time, and I know I had only maybe four fights in that time. He had like 10 fights in that time. I came in his town. He's from Brno, I think, and we fought in his town. I was young guy, you know, not much experience in that time, but it was like crazy fight. I punched him, you know, like some punch, and he was in knockdown, and he get up and cut me with some punch also. So I was also in knockdown, and he finish the fight. That fight, after that fight, I was very disappointed in myself. But later, you know, when I saw later, of course, I did a lot of fights and won a lot of fights. But now, from this perspective, when you see how he doing in UFC, you know, he's a great fighter. So not too much to regret, you know.
Did you know that he was going to go on to do big things after your fight with him?
No, I didn't know, but he looked very sharp in that time and very, very professional. So, you know, he looks, you know, very, very strong and sharp. So, you know, you can see in that time that he will do something big, you know.
The fight that they're thinking of making after the Khalil Rountree Jamal Hill fight is, I think they should just run Yuri versus Jamal. That's a great fight to make. So, seeing that you've been in the cage with both of them, how do you see that fight going? I think Yuri kind of takes that.
Yeah, Yuri is non-orthodox fighter. He's very unpredictable, and he is good in every part of the fighting. So I don't know. He has good punches. He's throwing a lot of punches in the fight. So when I fought with him, he threw like 200 punches, you know. So and won that fight. So I don't know. Probably Yuri it's the better fighter, but Hill is also. They both were ex-champion, you know, of UFC. So they both guys are very, very, very good fighters. So, you know, you never know who will win the fight.
Darko, was judo your base?
Yeah, judo is my base, yeah.
Yeah, when did you start with judo?
I started with judo when I was 7 years old. So I was very young.
With judo, can you tell me the importance of it for current MMA, like meta? Because I've been seeing so many people from the Caucasus region, a lot of Armenians, even your Tajikistan, Uzbekistan fighters, they've been really dominating America with the judo recently, not to mention Islam Makhachev employs it better than anybody else, you know?
Judo and wrestling are the best, probably sports in the world, and the best base for another sport. So, judo, like wrestling, you know, it's very difficult sport, and it's very good for you know, for the body, for the you learn a lot of techniques, a lot of things, you know. You can learn from judo and wrestling, but you can't stay only when you come to MMA. You can't stay only on your judo base. You must learn another part of sport. Like if you are in MMA, you can't do only judo or wrestling or something like that. You must learn boxing. You must learn kickboxing. Some guys they came from judo. They was, you know, I don't know, very good in judo or wrestling or some other sport, boxing. And then they came in the MMA and they do nothing because they stay only on one sport, only on the basic sport. You must learn another stuff. But like I said, judo and wrestling are the best base for everything.
So right now I've been seeing a lot of judo players when their back's up against the cage, they can employ the hand fighting and the judo positions. When they push their opponent up against the fence as well, there's good judo throws from that position. When they're tying up in the middle, there's good positions from clinching and stuff like that. I want to ask you, seeing that it's kind of difficult. Everybody knows when you strike and then you can shoot a takedown off your striking. Can you tell me how you've been employing your judo from the striking straight into the judo movements?
It's funny for me because everybody thinks that because I'm came from judo that I will do a lot of wrestling and judo stuff in fighting, but I don't know. I was fighting always on the feet and won all the fights on the feet with knockout. So I never throw somebody in the fight in some judo techniques. Because I don't know, they are big guys, and it's very, very, very hard for me to throw some technique from judo. One more thing, I always finish the fight in the first round or second round with the knockout. So I didn't have a time to do some judo techniques, but. I hope in the future, maybe in fight against Miran in Belgrade Arena, he's smaller. Maybe I deliver some good judo technique. We will see.
You've been in heaps of organizations, UFC, Brave, and KSW. So as a fighter, what would you say was your favorite organization? What period of your career was your favorite time to be a fighter?
KSW is 100% my favorite organization, and I feel great in that organization, and really they're very, very polite, and they're doing good job, and I'm feeling great to be part of KSW, especially now when I think I'm in the best age, and I'm the strongest now, or the strongest in my life. So I'm now on the top of my career, and I hope I will win that belt at KSW after this fight against Miran in Arena Belgrade.
If you get the KSW belt, do you see yourself ever going back to the UFC?
No, I think so. Everybody asks me, do you want to go back in UFC, why don't you go back, and questions like that. But I have very good treatment in KSW, and if somebody is good with me, and I feel good in some organization or somewhere, I will stay there. I don't want to go in UFC and be only the number on the card. So I think I can do much better here in Europe for now, but I don't know, maybe in some future, in the end of my career, I don't know, maybe I say I want to try one more contract in UFC to finish my career and something like that, but we'll see.
Every time I ask this question to the fighters, I get a mixed response. Some of them get angry. Some of them are happy to hear it. So seeing that the BKFC is in Europe, I personally think that the fact that you've got your combination punching, you've got the head movement, you're grounded and you're low to the ground for heavyweight, I feel like personally, bro, I think that you can knock these guys out and get that heavyweight BKFC belt personally. So is that an option for you later in your career?
Yeah, Missy, I think style to, to roll and punch and like everybody say that I'm a white Mike Tyson, but, I'm not Mike Tyson, I'm only Darko, the Hammer Stošić, and my thing, and I know I have that power in my hands. But you never know how fight will end, and I think I can be, of course, I can be the KSW champion, and I can knock out the current champion. But De Vries also has now, he has a fight in June, so we will see if he will stay the champion in KSW, because he has a good opponent now. He will fighting against good opponent now in June also, because he don't want waiting for me to finish fight with Miran. He arranged the fight also in the same month. So we will see what will happen after the June.
The thing that cracked me up was I was watching the FNC promo where everyone's wearing the old-fashioned clothes and
Great.
you're doing
Yeah.
and you're doing the poker. My favorite scene was seeing Vaso in the cloak grab the money and looking pissed off. That was fucking hilarious. So let me ask you, did you enjoy filming that with FNC?
Yeah, trailer is great. The people are crazy, and everybody's saying that they are so exciting to watch the fight because trailer is what it was great. But it was very it was not easy to film that trailer because we was on the set all day, like 10 hours that day. We was filming that scenes and doing that stuff for that trailer, but it was good, you know. It was great. People, like I say, they are so excited, and the trailer is crazy.
I saw you do the switch kick and then you picked that guy up when you were wearing the suit.
Yeah,
So why did
that was
you do that?
on or when we did like lunch in that restaurant where we filmed that like small movie. We had some small pause, like stoppage between the scenes, and Miran also worked on that lunch, and he like showing some shadow boxing, how he will punch me and finish the fight, what he will do, and something like that. And then I was also like go crazy and showing also how I will finish him in the fight. And it was a lot of funny scenes, for like a lot of laughing and everything. But in the end, we will do in the of the 1st of June in the arena. I want to be a winner of that fight and finish him very fast.
When did you first meet Vaso?
I know Vaso a long time. We started like he is really pioneer of MMA here in Serbia. And when I started with MMA like 12 years ago, we trained in the same MMA club in that time. So I know him very long.
Do you think this new BKFC thing for him is perfect for his style?
Sorry, what you said?
Do you think Vaso in the BKFC is perfect for his style?
I don't understand.
So,
He
seeing
fighting, he
that.
fighting bare, he fighting now in bare knuckle in FSC.
Yeah, he's undefeated in BKFC, the promotion. You know, the yellow one, the BKFC one by Triller, right? And I've been seeing him do all the fights with no gloves and just being bare knuckle. I think the bare knuckle kind of suits his style better than with the gloves.
Because he loves to do boxing, and he has also very good and strong chin, and he has also very powerful right hand. So he loves to fighting in bare knuckle, and it's much you know he's much he's much better in bare knuckle than he was in MMA. So why not? He loved to do that, and he will fight on FFC also bare knuckle fight.
Darko, tell me, so what is hammer mode? What does this mean?
It means when I hit you, it's like hammer hit you. So it's pretty simple. It was like every fight I knock people out, and I don't know why, but I finish fight like you know like hammer like this. And it was after a couple of fights and the big knockouts, you know, it's like people say like hammer. So now I'm the hammer.
Was there a moment in your career that you realized that you had the knockout power?
Yeah, I realized that in KSW, to be honest, you know. I didn't believe in my hands, you know. I think before, like, I believe now. So I think because of that, now I'm much better. And of course, I'm older and smarter, and I have more experience. So it's like, it's normal. You know, when you get older and you start believing in yourself, and it's normal to you know, finish fights and win the fights.
Jamal Hill said that you hit him the hardest out of anyone.
Yeah,
he had the
yeah.
And then he's been.
I think now he will change his mind because Pereira knocked him out. But I think I'm now on second place.
Tell me, what are your opinions on Pereira? I think that he's very underrated when it comes to fight IQ and understanding of MMA. I think we've seen far too many kickboxers enter MMA and just lose immediately. I think there's something different about this guy. There's different about how he learns, the people that he works with, the way he approaches it. I feel like he's only getting better. And I think the confidence he's showing with his jiu-jitsu, that he challenged Anthony Smith to the $50,000 bet, that if Anthony stays on his back in back mount, they start from that position and then they start rolling. If Anthony submits him, he gets 50 grand. Personally, I think Pereira is getting much better, and I think that his MMA game's leveling up. And I love to see people that fight to fight, they keep on upgrading new things. I think that's a serious problem that Adesanya really did, because he never really changed his style, never really learned new things, or never really tried to change the game. He had his style, and I think that was kind of his undoing. People took advantage of that, like Strickland. So I feel like Pereira right now, very underrated.
Pereira, it's people say that he's a kickboxer, and of course he had a lot of experience in kickboxing, and he's a strong guy. His IQ in the fights it's crazy, you know. And he showed that now in fight against Hill, when he stopped on his foot and blocked his leg, and knocked him out with left hand. So his IQ in fighting, it's, you know, it's on the big level. And of course, it doesn't matter if he's coming from kickboxing, but he also trained with Glover Teixeira. So I think he learned a lot of ground game from him, and he's still learning, and he's showing that in the fights. So, but his advantage is that it's he's strong. He has a strong chin, strong body, and crazy strong punches. So he came like from the from small category to light heavyweight, and I think he will fight probably maybe some fight in heavyweight. He has that punching power. I think he can do. He can win fights in heavyweight also. He's crazy. He's big, very big guy for that category.
Is it kind of hard to say that if Pereira goes into heavyweight, I feel like his power is going to be even bigger. But I feel like John Jones, with his frame, I feel like his power probably hasn't really crossed over.
Yeah, John Jones is probably different level, but it's question is that he will maybe he never come back, you know, because John Jones always doing some bad things. You never know with him what will happen. So I don't know if he will back to UFC and the fighting, but I don't know. Pereira can fight also some other guys, you know. He will probably, he can have 110 kilos easy on his height. He's not small guy. He's a very tall guy. and he can go more with his weight, and with 110 kilos, he can knock everybody, I think, in light heavyweight and heavyweight. He's great. He's very, very strong guy.
And I read something.
If you ask me, with who I will, you know, fighting maybe sometime he, I will fight. I would love to fight with him. He's like a crazy puncher, and that can be, you know, crazy fight in my head, you never know, in some future.
I read something that you put out. You said that, as usual, you're doing your rehabilitation in nature after every match. So can you run me through this? Why is nature so important for you?
Because when you are, you know, in this kind of the business, and it's a lot of stress, a lot of everything. When you are doing doing preparation for the fight, it's a lot of stress, a lot of interviews, a lot of people, and a lot of everything. So after every fight, I love to go somewhere, you know, in some nature, and you know, walking, and be, you know, be quiet, and to only listen, you know, birds, and be, and refresh, restart my brain, you know, that's give me energy and recovers me. So I love doing that after a fight.
Do you go running in the nature?
Not very often, to be honest. I don't love to running, but yeah, sometimes, you know, I have a very, very nice park here near my apartment, and it's a lot of nature. So I love to go. Sometimes I love to go there to walking or running, but running is not my best. You know, it's not something I love to do.
Why don't you like the running?
I don't know. You tell me. You know, you don't know. You know, every heavyweights don't love to running. So I don't love also, and I love to do some other stuff, you know. I love to do a sparring, some specific stuff, and I think before I was doing running and everything, but in the fight, you know, it helped me, you know, nothing for the fight. So if somebody love to running, it's okay, you know. If that gives you like some motivation and refresh your brain, it's okay. But for me, I prefer more sparring and some strength training and something like that.
This is a hard question now. Was there a win that got to your head that you got a little bit too cocky from?
Win.
Yeah, was there a win in your career that after kind of got to your head and you became a little bit more cocky?
No, I think after every fight, after every victory, you know, I'm staying like before, and I always doesn't matter if I win or lose, I always try to learn from that fight. If something's not good or it's okay, you know, I'm trying to change that. And I'm that guy who, like, after the victory, you know, yeah, I'm the smartest, I'm the best, I'm the, you know, no, you know, I'm sit and see that fight and see what I can change. So
can you tell me a Serbian fighter that's on the come up right now that's really young, maybe someone from your gym that we don't know about, that in the future you think will do good things in MMA?
We have now a lot of young guys, you know. We have a lot of competition, a lot of young prospects. So You never know. Yeah, I can say, you know, that guy, he will be, you know, the UFC champion, but he can, you know, for he can stop training, you know, after 1 year. You never know what it's happened in the heads of that kid. So maybe some guy from some small town, or you know, become a great fighter. You never know. You know, I can say from my perspective, that guy, he will be the best, or that's you can't know that. So, but we have a lot of prospects. So probably some young guy, he will become big name.
To be honest, I want to see the Pudzianowski fight. So, can we make this happen?
He is old. He's too old, you know. He's too old, and I think he's in the end of his career. So he did a lot of good things for this sport, and especially for Poland and the KSW. People are crazy there for him, you know. Everybody knows him, and he did a lot of great things and great fights. But you know, he's old, and I think he can do maybe one or two fights more, and he can finish his career.
Final question for today. So, 2021, you made your KSW debut. Can you run me through the experience of changing the promotion, going to a different promotion, and your first time fighting for KSW?
Yeah, it was hard time, you know. After UFC and after three losses in the row, people say that I'm done, and you know, I'm finished with fighting, and I can do nothing more. And yeah, I was quiet, and I trained very hard. And when I signed for KSW, that was my opportunity to show everybody that I'm not in the end, you know. And after that debut in KSW, my career, you know, only goes up. And till now, I have only one defeat. It's defeat against De Vries, current champion. That was like 2 years ago. I have also I have also most bonuses for the knockouts of the nights. So it's crazy, you know. It was a great move to sign for KSW.
That's all we have time for, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Darko, for coming on the show. Is there any final remarks you want to say to the fans at home as we wrap up the podcast today?
I want to say to all people, of course, from the Balkan, because I'm fighting now in 1st June in the Belgrade Arena, to come in the Belgrade Arena and enjoy in that fight.
Follow Darko on Instagram, link in the description, and follow Anything Combat. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.